Senators Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, and Amy Klobuchar held rallies, town halls, concerts, and Super Bowl watch parties across Iowa over the weekend. This was a last-ditch effort to win over voters before today's Iowa caucuses that kick off the 2020 presidential primaries. The Senate adjourned at about noon on Saturday, giving the presidential nominees time to hold events in Iowa for the remainder of the weekend. In the candidates' absences, surrogates ranging from celebrities to fellow lawmakers have campaigned across the state. The Democratic presidential candidates who don't have Senate obligations like Joe Biden, Pete Buttigieg, Andrew Yang, and Tom Steyer have already spent much of the past month campaigning in Iowa. Warren, an Oklahoma native, held rallies across Iowa over the weekend featuring politicians like Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley and former U.S. Secretary of Housing and Urban Development Julian Castro. During a press conference following her rally in Iowa City on Saturday, Warren spoke about what she would do to garner support in Oklahoma ahead of Super Tuesday in March.
We want to have a democracy where rich people and everyone else all have the same voice. And that's the kind of grassroots movement I'm building so that we can make that work in Oklahoma, we can make it work in Iowa.
The results of the Iowa caucuses tend to help determine how a candidate will do in the later voting contests. For Gaylord News, reporting from Iowa, I'm Caitlin Howard.